KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we're back live here from Art Dayball Gym in Richland, Washington, site of state regional competition in the 2026 1B Boys State Basketball Tournament. Tushy DeSales doubleheader. The Redhawks are going to Spokane. They just beat Summit Classical Christian 55-45. The Sales boys at 20-4 on the season, number one in the Southeast 1B, number two in District 6, and number four in this seeding in this state tournament bracket. Their opponent, Moses Lake Christian, 20-2. They won the South Central Washington 1B. They won District 5, and they are seeded number five. These teams played in the regular season. We'll talk about that as we get into our pregame. The winner goes to the quarterfinals, the Elite Eight, and will play Thursday in Spokane in the Numerica Veterans Arena. The loser will advance to Spokane Wednesday for the round of 12 at 2 o'clock against Tushy. So Coach Eric Wood has his team in the state tournament for the fifth straight year. The Irish will be the designated home team on the scoreboard. The Irish bench down to my right. They're warming up over to my left in the forest green shooting pants and the white shooting shirts. Moses Lake Christian in the dark blue and gold warm-ups and shirts. Navy blue, Vegas gold, white trim, warming up to the right. Okay, we're going to take a look at the brackets more specifically when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Both teams warming up across the way at Artwood Dayball Gym. It's a big gymnasium. During the Tushy game, it was packed with the red shirts, the whole lower bowl. They've moved over. They've got a section about three quarters full. And what had me confused is the DeSales student section is packed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 rows deep. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So 18 across, 11 up. 18 times 11. 18 times 10 is 180. We do not have 180 kids in our school. Not even close. So I asked, one of Malachi Raymond's dad came walking by. I said, "Hey, who are all those kids?" Malachi Raymond, a junior on the boys team, of course. I said, "Who are all those kids in our section?" They're Richland student athletes and fans. So Richland students, this is their home gym, and they are in force at the DeSales cheering section. And they were letting Moses Lake Christian's guys know that they're there. When Moses Lake Christian came to warm up, which is right in front of the Irish student section, it was extremely vocal in a very not welcoming way, which is all right. So a home court advantage for DeSales. We'll take any advantage we can get. Let's read the 1B bracket, top to bottom. The top eight teams are playing each other in the first, in the top of the bracket, and win or lose, they will advance to Spokane next week. Wakayakum and Lummi Nation are playing today. Lummi Nation, this defending state champion and the number one seed in this tournament. Amira Cooley Heartline, the number two seed, is playing Nia Bay. Well, Lon Olson will get on his phone and get some results for us on the bracket during the broadcast.
Why Wakayakum lost today?
We'll go over it.
Okay.
Liberty Christian is playing Tulalip Heritage, and of course this game, DeSales versus Moses Lake. Those four games, those eight teams, will advance to Spokane next week. The losers will play Wednesday in a loser out game. The winners will play in the quarterfinals on Thursday. Other games being played today. These are loser out games. Columbia Adventist versus Willapa Valley. Wolpinit versus Sunnyside Christian, another Southeast 1B great team. Garfield Palouse, another Southeast 1B team, plays Muckleshoot. And the most important team in the Southeast 1B great division right now, besides the sales, Touche beat Summit Classic Christian 55-45. And whoever loses this game right now between DeSales and Moses Lake Christian will be Touche's opponent on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. That's a look at the bracket. When we come back, we'll look more specifically about how these teams got here. We'll be right back on number 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Yeah.
We're back live. And
surprised we don't have Casey.
Well, I make a lot of mistakes during broadcast, and fortunately nothing I screw up has anything to do with the score on the game, but I did mess up reading my bracket. Touche will play at 12:15 on Wednesday against the loser of the DeSales Moses Lake Christian game. I was saying 2 p.m. It's 12:15 p.m. So I apologize for that. We'll get that fixed up. DeSales boys were 7-3 on January 7th, including a January 2nd loss to Moses Lake Christian, the first game of the new year in the Christmas tournament at DeSales. Irish lost to Moses Lake Christian 54-44. That's the lowest scoring game for DeSales all season long. Moses Lake Christian very physical with the Irish and just did not respond well. DeSales 13-game winning streak after that, before losing in the district championship game to ACH by a score of 83-68, a game that the Irish were outscored by 15 points in the second quarter after being down only two at the end of the first quarter and then played ACH even the rest of the game. But you can't have a bad quarter usually and survive it in state tournament play. But the Irish beat Pomeroy in the first round, Gar Powell in the second round, beat Liberty Christian 66-58 for the league championship, then did lose up at Reardon High School in the District 6 championship game down Myra Cooley Hartline, then ranked number one in the state by a score of 83-68. Moses Lake Christian has just lost two games all season long. They lost January 19th at Liberty Christian, a Southeast 1B Great Division team, by a score of 51-45. Then on January 30th, their last regular season game, they lost to Inchilim out of the Northeast 1B, 54-49. Inchilim was eliminated at our district tournament 78-39 by Sunnyside Christian. In the postseason, they're in District 5. There's not very many teams in their district. They beat Waterville Mansfield 61-25 and Oroville 55-29. Their defense is the real deal. They held the Sales to 44 points on January 2nd, and in two district tournament games, they gave up just a total of 54 points. They have a great individual player named Jonathan Ferguson, a 6'2" junior, 28 points against the Sales in January. He averaged 22 points a game at the state tournament last year, and at 6'2", he played very good defense on Spencer Green, the Irish top player. Spencer, 2,000 points in his career. He passed that mark at the district championship game last Saturday. Congratulations to him. We're going to take another break. We'll take a closer look at that meeting on January 2nd and then start gathering starting lineups and get ready to go. State tournament basketball, the Sales versus Moses Lake Christian. You're listening to it on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, we're back live here in Richland, Washington, home of the Richland Bombers, Art Daywall Gym. And it's been a great atmosphere. Two Chiefs fans filled up the lower bowl of the of this two-tiered gymnasium across the way. The Sales student section, with some big support from the Richland Bombers, they've got a, I figured mathematically, about close to 200 kids. But then it now makes a little more sense as Richland's boys will play in the next game. But apparently a lot of the Richland kids, especially the male athletes, hang out with some of the DeSales athletes. And so Richland's student section is here in force supporting the Irish across the way. And then the Touche fans, most of them have stayed, I would say over half. So the bowl across the way that was full of red now is green and red, because Richland's colors are green and yellow. To my left, on my side, Moses Lake Christian has one section. And then to my right, behind the Irish bench, are the DeSales parents and a mixture of folks, I'm sure, from Richland. And just here to see some good state tournament basketball on a Saturday in the last day of February, and a very exciting atmosphere for our DeSales Irish boys, a chance to advance to the state quarterfinals and get some revenge on a team that beat us on January 2nd at DeSales. In that ball game, very low scoring first half. It was 7-7 after one quarter. The Sales was down 22-15 at the half, and it was really, really physical. The Irish were down 32-29 after three quarters, and then got outscored by seven in the fourth quarter. So the offense was an issue all game long. They got out physical, and we really didn't finish. Moses Lake stretched it out by scoring 22 fourth quarter points. Spencer Green was really the one guy who responded. The 5'10 senior did not score in the first quarter. He ended up scoring 20 points in the second half. He'll be the focus of the Moses Lake defense in this one, which he is in every game all season long. The challenge is Coach Wood and his adjustments with his guys, and how well will the rest of the Sales players step up and play their part and try to win this rematch and advance to the state quarterfinals. We'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. Moses Lake Christian, 20-2 on the season, seeded number 5 in the state into this tournament. They're on a 4-game winning streak under head coach Emerson Ferguson. They will start Trayson Cass, a 6-foot junior. He had 9 points in that game at DeSales. James Robertson, a 6-foot-1 senior, will start. Max Galenko. There are three Galenkos on this roster. Max, a 6'2 junior, scored 5 points and fouled out in the game against DeSales. Jonathan Ferguson, a lot of stars around his name on my sheet. 6'2 junior, 28 points against the Irish. He was the number 2 scorer at the state tournament last year, averaging 22 points a game. And Dennis Galenko, a very physical 6'2 senior. He was a top 10 scorer and rebounder at the state tournament last year. In the DeSales game, the game at DeSales, They only played one reserve in the contest. They only played six guys, another Galenko, Roman Galenko, a freshman. Starting for Coach Wood, Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior. Spencer, 31 points in a losing effort against ACH, including scoring, surpassing the 2,000-point mark for his career. Cohen Wood, a 6-foot junior, will start. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior. Maddox at 12 in the loss to ACH. Malachi Raymond, 6'2 junior. I look for Malachi to be a difference maker here. Malachi broke his finger in the state football playoffs. And I think on January 2nd, in that game against Moses Lake, Malachi was only playing, I think, his second game back after that injury. And he didn't score. I'm guessing he'll play a lot more. Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, will start. The Sales, the home whites with the forest green numbers. And Malachi Raymond is ready to tip it off against Max Galenko, the 6'2 junior. Here we go. State tournament first round. And the Irish win the tip. Manning Filan controls it. Now Maddox has it. He'll bring it to front court, get off to Cohen Wood. Physical man-to-man defense is what Moses Lake Christian hangs their hat on. Maddox Filan on the drive. Kicks it on the baseline to Raymond. Raymond on the drive. Gets it to Manning. Filan, he lays it in. DeSales scores on their first possession. Malachi drew the double team on the baseline. Hit Manning. He banks it in. A little hook shot. Irish up 2-0. On the drive is Robertson. Cut off. Gets it down low now to Ferguson. Ferguson backing in. Has it stripped by Raymond. Stolen by Malachi. Now to Wood. So Ferguson trying to back in. Malachi stole it from him. Then a ball knocked away by Robertson, but Maddox has it. Now to front court, Green drives all the way and splits the defense, can't hit the shot. Malachi Raymond with the rebound and the putback. Irish up 4-0 early. There's a quick drive the other way by Moses Lake, missed by Cass. Rebound Irish. Spencer Green to front court, bounce pass to Maddox Filan. He lays it in. The Sales up 6-0. Coast to coast, Green, a little bounce pass from just across half court. Maddox right in stride. The Sales has buckets from three different players. They lead 6-0 early. Ferguson, high post pass to Galenko. Galenko backing in, puts it up strong. Short, won't go. Rebound, Cohen Wood. The Sales have been looking forward to this rematch. Right corner goes to Malachi Raymond. Up top to Green. Looks at a three. He said he'll drive. Kick out to Raymond. Three on the way. Leaves it short. Offensive rebound. Cohen Wood chases it down. Now to Spencer Green. Back to Cohen. Three-pointer from the right corner. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Moses Lake Christian. Robertson up court. Irish up 6-0. Robertson on the drive, dumps it to Galenko. Backing in. Shot blocked by Cohen Wood. To Maddox Filan. He slips to the floor. Gets it to Green into front court. Green on Ferguson. Now to Manning Filan. Left corner Maddox. Open for three. Up by him. Go. Rebound Cohen Wood. Irish controlling the boards. They need 6-0. Up top to Green between the circles. Green on the drive. Kick out to Raymond. Three on the way, right wing again. Off the iron again. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. Irish off to a good start, but they haven't hit a three-pointer yet. And now Spencer Green is going to take a shooting shirt that got left under the basket. Don't want anybody slipping on that. DeSales up 6-0. One thing about state tournament play, they let them play. It's been pretty physical so far.
It has.
No foul calls yet. Ferguson down low to Robertson. Backing in on Raymond. Takes a shot and scores it. Moses Lake's first basket comes at the 5:32 mark of the first quarter. Sales up 6-2. Irish scored on three of their four possessions. Wood on the left winger gets it up top to Manning Filan. Moses Lake bench really exhorting their defense. Green one dribble left corner to Wood. Wood on the drive gets all the way in the lane. Puts up a little hook shot and in. DeSales has four different players, each with a basket. 8-2 DeSales. Defense the champ for the Irish fans. Right corner pass to number 12 for three. That's Cass. Cass hits a Hank Ford and Edward Jones three. Irish lead is 8-5. 4:55 to go first quarter. So Moses Lake has scored on their last two possessions after the Irish led 6-0. Automatics filing. 14-footer straight away. He's got it. Maddox came off the screen, caught the ball at the foul line, and put up the jumper for a bucket. There's a ball stripped away, loose ball. Maddox Filan's got it. Maddox the other way. They've got four on three. He finds Raymond underneath. He lays it in. Boy, that should have been a goaltending on Ferguson. The Sales looking strong. Up 12-5 early. 4:22 to go first quarter. Pass down low to Galenko. And he hit the bucket and he's fouled. Manning filing with the foul. Moses Lake Christian, 20-2 on the season. They're not going to go away. They ran the court well after the DeSales made basket. Foul on Manning Filan, his first foul of the game. Galenko misses a free throw, can't complete the three-point play. Malachi Riemann with the rebound. Irish up 12-7. Cohen Wood will bring it into front court. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Spencer Green on the drive in the lane, puts up a little floater, leaves it short, gets his own rebound, puts it up again, leaves it short again. Rebound battle, Cohen Wood fighting for it. Now, ball's loose on the floor, and they say off of Cohen Wood. Spencer Green, the only player who hasn't scored for DeSales.
Had two shots at it, but couldn't go.
Yep. 3:59 to go, first quarter. Irish up 12-7. Winner will be in the quarterfinals in Spokane. Loser will take on Touche in a loser-out game Wednesday at 12:15. Ferguson cut off on the drive by four players. Now he kicks it out to Robertson. Irish regroup on defense. Robertson trying to find room to shoot. Behind the back. Oh, elbows. Maddox filing right in the face. Who are they going to call this on? They call a blocked foul. He got elbowed right in the face by Robertson. Wow. On Cohen?
On Cohen.
Yeah. Okay, they call it on Cohen. Interesting. Right corner to Ferguson. Now to Galenko. Galenko backing in on Manning Filan. Puts the shot up too strong. Won't go. Rebound Maddox Filan. 3:30 to go, first quarter. Irish up 12-7 with the ball. Working to our left. We're four rows up in the bleachers. Five rows, actually. Malachi Raymond, a little spin inside, won't go.
Great move.
He got around Ferguson, did the hard part, got by the 6'2 senior, and then left it a little short. Left corner pass to Cass. Up top to Robertson. Down low to Galenko, backing in. That's the junior Galenko.
How about a
spins
travel?
Inside, he scores it.
Boy.
So the top score for each team, Ferguson for Moses Lake, Green for DeSales. Neither one has scored. Irish up 12-9. Raymond open from 15. He's got it. Malachi Raymond's got six in the quarter. Irish up 14-9. Quickly up court comes Moses Lake Christian. Robertson loses the ball, slips, falls to the ground with the ball, calls timeout. 2:44 to go, first quarter. DeSales up 14-9. Moses Lake Christian with the ball, and we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Jackson Gazelle will check in for the Irish after the timeout. The 5'9 senior comes in for Cohen Wood. Galenko, the senior, will inbound it under the that's to get to Ferguson. He hasn't scored yet. Gazelle's on him. No room to shoot. Kick up to Kyle. Three on the way. Blocked by Green. Loose ball picked up by Filan. Two on two. Maddox the other way. Ferguson's back goes right into him and scores it. Maddox at 5'9 went right into the chest of the 6'2 Ferguson and laid it in. Irish up 16-9. 7-point lead. Gazelle on Ferguson. Ferguson, no room to shoot. Swing it to Robertson. Passes down low to Galenko. Galenko open inside. He has a shot blocked. He gets it back and puts it in. The Sales giving up some inside buckets. They're really defending the perimeter, especially Ferguson. Irish up 16-11 with the ball. Manning filing on the left wing. Up top to Green. Right wing to Gazelle. Gazelle up top to Maddox filing. Maddox trying to drive on Galenko. Can't do it. Loses the ball. Now he's on the deck with it. Picked up by Malachi Raymond right at half court. Get it to Gazelle. Nine on the shot clock in the corner to Green. Three on the way. Malachi Raymond saved it. Oh, now a quick pass up the court to Galenko, and he's behind the defense, and he lays it in. DeSales getting beat to the other end after a made basket. But a Hank Warden Edward Jones three by Spencer. Then a two by Galenko. It's 19-13 Irish. Malachi Raymond. Manning filing goes right by Galenko. Kansas shot. That's goaltending. You can't grab the rim. Ferguson grabbed onto the rim. He missed the shot, though. Right? That's goaltending.
If the ball's above the cylinder.
Grab the rim, it doesn't matter. He grabbed the rim, and it shook it down. Ferguson with Gazelle on him. Ferguson on the drive, passes off to Galenko. Galenko trying room to shoot, and he puts it in. Max Galenko, the sixth grade junior, tough in there. Timeout the Sales. 1 minute to go, first quarter. I got to leave the officials alone.
Wow.
Irish up 19-15 with the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
It's a physical, fast-paced game. Moses Lake Christian will have their first substitute. Roman Galenko, 6-foot freshman, checks in to the ball game as Cass comes out. So all three of the Galenkos are on the floor. They find Raymond open inside, knocked away by Robertson, but he was on the end line. Mateo Jimenez has checked in for Coach Wood. So Cazell and Jimenez off the bench. Raymond, Maddox, Filan, and Spencer Green on the floor for the Irish. DeSales up 4, 51 seconds to go in the first quarter. They get it to Raymond on the inbound, and it rolls off the rim. Oh, it was right there. He cut to the elbow, caught it, put up off the glass, and rolled all the way around, and then came out.
Malachi thought he was fouled.
19-15, DeSales up 4. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Robertson with Maddox filing on. Coach Wood exhorting his defense. Ferguson, who's yet to score. Raymond's right on him. Right wing lob inside to Galenko. Galenko goes
there
up strong.
Oh.
He can't have the shot, but he's fouled by DeSales.
Oh.
Gazelle with the foul. Jackson was there with the help defense on the backside of that post, but he was standing right under the basket.
Yeah,
and you got to give the guy a place to come down.
That's a good call, only because he's under the basket, because he was there before he made the move.
Roman Galenko, 6-foot freshman off the bench, shoots the first free throw, he hits it. 19-16, DeSales lead is 3. Cohen Wood checks back in for Cazell. So DeSales jumped out to an early 6-0 lead, and Moses Lake Christian has gone to work in the low post to get this thing closer. And we got a whistle and a lane violation on Moses Lake Christian. Stepped over the line. He missed it anyway. So now DeSales can take the final shot of the first quarter, leading by 3. Spencer Green will check with Coach Wood. He'll call the play. They work on these times. He'll hand it off to Maddox Filan right in the mushroom cloud of the Bombers home gym here in Richland. Now left wing pass to Raymond. Back to the basket. He'll hand it to Wood. Wood dribbling left to right. Get it to Green. 7 seconds. Green on the drive. Puts the shot up. And he's fouled with 5 seconds to go. And we go to the free throw line. And that's on Dennis Galenko. So Spencer drew the contact. Moses Lake Christian, of course, didn't like it. Been a lot of physical play early on. The sales up 19-16. Spencer. First free throw is good. Irish up 20-16.
I thought we might have got away with one, but at least he's consistent. Same official called both blocks.
Yeah, he drew the contact. And Spencer hits them both. Irish up by 5. They get it to Ferguson. 4, 3, 2, 1. Wood on him. Ferguson gets in the lane, puts it up at the buzzer, and scores it. Jonathan Ferguson, his first basket of that first quarter, and he went coast to coast with 5 seconds and scored it. 21-18, DeSales up by 3 after 8 minutes on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Sales, second quarter was an issue in the district championship game. They were down 24-22 at Reardon against ACH and got outscored 20-9. And there's a steal to start the second quarter. Colin Wood took it away from Ferguson. Left corner pass now from Green to Phelan. Three on the way. Got it! Maddox Phelan, Hank Warren, Edward Jones three. The Irish get a steal and a three-pointer to up their lead to 24-18. They led by six at the start of the game. They led by six now. There's a drive to the back by Max Galenko. The 6'2 junior has 8 points. Moses Lake Christian doing a great job running the floor and getting quick offense after DeSales made baskets. Left wing pass goes to Green. Now they have Max Galenko on him. He drives on Galenko, goes right by him, leaves the lane off the mark. Spencer just off there. Pass in the front court, knocked away by Jimenez. Oh, goes right to Raymond, who loses it. And it goes into Galenko's hand, who scores it. Jimenez knocked it away. Malachi not quite ready for the deflection, and it went right to Galenko, 24-22 Irish. Their six-point lead is down to two as Moses Lake Christian scores two quick buckets. There's a drive by Wood, goes up strong and lays it in. Man-to-man defense, one-on-one basketball, Cohen Wood. Played physical, got to the rim. Now here comes Galenko the other way. Jump stop in the lane. Shot won't go. Gets his own rebound. And now he loses it. Knocked away. Green's got it. He has it knocked away. Now Raymond. Now Wood into front court. Whoo! 26-22 Irish. Green on the drive. Pulls up from 12. Leaves it short. Long rebound. Tipped way up in the air. And Ferguson out jumps Malachi Raymond for the ball. 26-22 Irish. Ferguson open for three at the top of the key. He hits it. His first open look, and he hits the three. The Sales lead is one at 26-25. Very good ball game. The Sales 20-4. Moses Lake 20-2. Hit to the foul line area to Wood. Wood shot in and out, stays out, rebound tip. Long all the way up to half court to Green. Green on the drive. Little Euro step in the lane. He lays it in. The Sales up 28-25. 5:47 to go first half. Very competitive ball game. You would expect it between the number four, Irish, and the number five, Moses Lake.
Gotcha.
On the drive is Ferguson. He's stripped from behind by Wood, but it goes right to Galenko, who misses the shot. Ferguson with the rebound. He puts it in.
Oh, man, we gotta get some of those loose balls.
Dennis Galenko has come up with a couple of look-what-I-found deflections in there. Moses Lake turned them both into baskets. Irish up 28-27. Green on the drive. Dumped it to Raymond. Gets a player in there. Can't the shot. Puts it back up and in. Malachi missed the first one. Got it right back and tipped it in. Irish up 30-27. Quickly to Galenko, and he lays it in. The Sales getting beat down the court. 30-29. Irish by one. The Sales has got to get somebody back. I would say four field goals in that manner. Malachi Raymond drives right to left and lays it up high off the glass with the left hand and in. Malachi's got 10. He did not score the last time these teams played. A 54-44 loss on January 2nd at DeSales. Up top to Ferguson. Irish up 32-29. Wood on Ferguson. No room to shoot. Gets it off to Galenko. That's Max. He's their guy. He does 10. He dribbles off his foot. Ball's loose. Jimenez has got it down low. Timeout DeSales.
Hey, baby. Good job, Coach.
Mateo Jimenez, he recovered a lot of fumbles in the state football championship game. He covered that baby up, and Coach Wood called the timeout. 4:25 to go, first half. The Sales up 32-29. We'll keep it here. Lon, your thoughts so far?
Oh, wow. That's Kalinko, it's just out of control. We've got to get real physical. So they're physical, and we're pretty physical so far. But man,
he's a strong kid. What we got to fix is them scoring off a made basket. They're getting the ball inbounds, and two passes later, it's a lay-in.
That's the difference.
We got to fix that. 4:25 to go in the half. Both teams will advance to Spokane. The winner of this game will play in the state quarterfinals starting Thursday. The loser will take on Touche Wednesday in a loser-out game. Green to Jimenez. Jimenez backing in on Galenko. No room to shoot. Now to Maddox file. He drives all the way in. Puts it up. Tough. Won't go. Rebound tip. Maddox saves it to Green. Man. Spencer in the right corner. Irish missing a lot of shots. They're contested, but they're getting a lot of shots up right near the rim. Left corner to Jimenez. Up top to Green. Three on the way. A catch and shoot three is good. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three for Spencer. He's got 10. Irish lead back up to 6. They've had 6-point leads 3 times. They lead 35-29 right now. 3:46 to go now. They get to Galenko. Galenko down low.
Nice.
To another Galenko. He missed the shot. Another Galenko with the rebound, and he's fouled. It's Galenko, Galenko, Galenko. There's 3 of them out there. So Jimenez went for the steal against the senior out at the top of the key. Missed it. Then they had a 5-on-4. Galenko got it to Roman Galenko, the freshman, who missed the shot. Then Max Galenko with the rebound. His putback was no good, but he was fouled by Manning Filer. Galenko's free throw is good. So the Galenko brothers, big difference makers. That is 11 now for Max Galenko. Moses Lake Christian is 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Second free throw's up, and it's also good. 35-31, Irish lead is 4. Maddox Filen brings it into front court. Robertson meets him at the top of the key, picks up his dribble, now to Green. Green with Max Galenko on him. Docks it away, Green runs it down to half court. Now he's on the drive. Now cross court, passes it to nobody. The Sales, a mistake there. Spencer got the guy into the left wing, and Wood set a screen on the baseline for Maddox, who was in the corner. And then Maddox moved up to the wing. Spencer threw it to the corner. Irish turn it over. 3:15 to go in the half. Irish student section on their feet. Moses Lake Christian with Ferguson gets a little pick and roll to Galenko.
Oh, yes.
Galenko is fouled by Maddox Filen.
Oh, my.
Maddox was right there.
Come on. Let's have a player control.
So that was a nice fundamental basketball play. Ferguson out high got a screen from Galenko. Galenko, the senior, immediately rolled to the basket. But Maddox was right there waiting for him. He decked him. Got the foul call.
I don't know how you call a block on that.
Yeah. Coach Wood a little frustrated there.
Player control.
Foul mix by Galenko. He's 0 for 2 at the line. The 6'2 senior. Top 10 scorer and rebounder at the state tournament last year. 35-31 Irish. Galenko's second one is good. The Sales have made just one trip to the free throw line. Moses Lake has been there 4 times. 35-32 Irish. Maddox Filen drives in, has it knocked away. Okay. They have a 3-on-1. Ahead to Robertson. Robertson puts up a little late footer. It's way too strong. Galenko with the rebound. He misses a shot. They get a foul on the rebound on Jimenez. That was a really late whistle.
He waited for the other guy to call it, but. Yeah.
I see, yeah, because Galenko definitely got fouled on the shot.
Yeah, that was right call.
So the outside official makes the call. It's on Jimenez. And Max Galenko's having a big first half. 12 points. The 6'2 junior at the free throw line to shoot 2. He first one off the iron. 2:50 to go, first half. The Sales up 35-32. Irish out to a 6-0 lead early. They've never trailed. They've led by as many as 6 3 different times. It's been as little as 1 several times. Second free throw also off the mark.
Come on.
Rebound by Malachi Raymond. Maddox on the right wing. Goes right by Cass. Goes to the lane. He's fouled. Maddox, little crossover dribble, went right by Trace and Cass. And we'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2.
32.
Oh, they called it on Galenko?
Galenko. That's two on him.
That's two on Galenko. And Maddox will shoot two free throws. Maddox with 9 points. Irish up by three. 2:41 to go in the half. Maddox first one off the back iron. Come on, Lon, you're jinxing him.
Come on, Maddox. He's got this one. I'm already X-ing it in for him.
Second free throw's up and good. Maddox with 10. Irish up 36-32. 2:40 to go in the first half. Ferguson has been held to 7 points. He had 28 the last time these teams played. Robertson loses the ball. It's in backcourt. Max Galenko is going to chase it down. 17 on the shot clock. Max Galenko finds the other Galenko down low. Puts a shot up, won't go. Rebound, Max Galenko. Max Galenko puts it up. Too strong, won't go. Rebound, Malachi Raymond. Head to Green. Spencer with three blue shirts back. He'll wait. Now he'll get baseline. He'll find the left corner. Maddox Filan, three on the way. Got it!
Yeah, that baby.
Hank Warren, Edward Jones, three by Maddox Filan. Rip City. Irish have their biggest lead at 39-32. 2 minutes to go in the half. Spencer, one on three, just took his time, let the defense come to him, and then found Maddox for the three. Ferguson on the drive. No room to shoot. Up top to Galenko. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound. Jimenez. Outlet to Maddox Filan. Irish up by seven with the ball. 1:42 to go in the half. Wood on the drive. Finds Jimenez down low. Lost it. Got it back. Double teamed. He's fouled. Mateo was open for a second. Couldn't handle the pass, but he retrieved it. And the freshman got fouled. Not a shooting foul. It's on Robertson, his first. 1:35 to go in the half. Jimenez comes out. And Jake Warwick, 6-foot sophomore, comes in the first time. Moses Lake only plays six guys. Irish try to out-depth them a little bit. Left corner to Green, off the inbound play, three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Rebound, battle, Malachi Raymond loses it. Maddox Filan chases it down, the Irish will reset. We're down to 1:23 to go in the half. Irish up 39-32. Green on Robertson, no room to shoot, kick out to Filan, to Raymond. Raymond's three is short. Now Ferguson with the rebound. Ferguson into front court. Splits the defense. Misses a lay-in. Gets his own rebound. Ball's loose. It goes out of bounds. Woo-hoo. Off of Ferguson.
Wow. I guess the physical's going both ways. Yeah. Fortunately, we're playing physical too.
Yeah. We're.
Wow.
I don't think there's any advantage being given. It's just a lot of stuff going on. 1:04 to go in the half. Defense, a chant from the Moses Lake Christian crowd that is right behind us and to our left. Max final drive. No room to shoot. Up top it goes to Green. Robertson on Green. Backing in, spins at the hoop. Scoops it up. Shot won't go. Rebound cast. They've got numbers again. Three on two. Down to Max Galenko. Now to Ferguson, who loses it. Oh, yeah. The ice got a break there. Jonathan Ferguson losing the three on two.
Oh, he called it. He said it went off his head. The other official said it went off his head.
It went off of Ferguson.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
What is going on? Okay, Moses Lake maintains possession. Ferguson gets the inbound, no room to shoot. Wood right on him. Up top it goes to Cass. Cass with Green on him, out front between the circles. Now back to Ferguson. Down low to Galenko. Backing
travel.
In. Double team puts up a tough shot.
Yeah.
It goes. He's fouled. That's Galenko. He had 5 points and fouled out when these teams met at the Sales on January 2nd. He has 14 here in the first half. Eight. And a chance to make a three-point play here. 39-34 Irish. He misses the free throw. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Now to Warwick. Warwick gets it back to Green. Green with Galenko on him. Spencer drives it into front court. Stops it in the circles. Left wing to Wood. Wide open for three, but he'll drive to the basket. He's double-timed. Tries to get it to Raymond. Knocked away. Irish are looking a little tired. The senior Galenko into front court. Back up to Cass. He'll fire the three. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Raymond. 7 seconds to go. I'm not sure the Irish are aware of it. Now Robertson steals it from Malachi. Robertson will lay it in at the buzzer.
Bounce pass.
The Sales.
That's a killer.
The Sales a little bit fatigued there right at the end of the half. Malachi Raymond, not aware of the clock, got it stolen by Robertson. So the Irish lead by three at the half. But Moses Lake Christian able to score a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter and now a buzzer beater at the half. The Sales up 39-36. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at the half. The Sales up 39-36. The Sales scored the first 6 points of the ball game. They led by six right at the end of the first quarter, led by five. But then Jonathan Ferguson, 6'2 junior, their top scorer, scored his only basket of the first quarter on a buzzer-beating full-court drive with 5 seconds to go to get the Lions of Moses Lake Christian within three at 21-18. Each team scores 18 in the second quarter. The Irish had leads of as many as 7 points. The Sales has not trailed in the ball game, but a late bucket by Moses Lake Christian and then a steal and a bucket at the buzzer took the Irish 7-point lead, 6-point lead down to three at the half. 39-36, the Sales with the lead. It's the state tournament time. We're going to get state tournament bracket scores from around the state. We'll share those with you when we come back. Listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at Art Daywalt Gym in Richland, Washington, home of the Bombers. The Richland Bombers, I think they're ranked number 2 in the state. They will play in the game to follow. This gym will be packed by then. It's really pretty full right now. They have a lower bowl of bleachers. It's for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 18, 20 rows, and then they have an upper bowl that's another 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, another probably 16 rows. Put a lot of people in here. They've seen some good basketball. Let's look at the State 1B boys basket and a game that we had on the air here earlier. Touche's boys survived a loser out game. They ended Summit Classical Christian season 55-45. Touche's boys will play Wednesday at 12:15. And they'll play the loser in this game between DeSales and Moses Lake Christian. The top 8 teams in the state in the bracket match up against each other today. The winners will go to Thursday's quarterfinals at Spokane. The losers today in those top 8 teams will play in a loser out game Wednesday. Lummi Nation, the defending state champion, is in the quarterfinals. They beat Wakiakum 78-49. Amira Cooley Heartline, District 6 champion, beat DeSales last Saturday. They beat Nia Bay today, 64-51. ACH is in the quarterfinals. Tulalip Heritage beat Liberty Christian of the Southeast 1B Great Division, 73-60. Tulalip Heritage is in the semis. The Irish lost to them by the quarterfinals. Irish lost to Tulalip Heritage by 2 earlier this year. And then this game is at the half. The Irish up 39-36. In the loser out games, the only score we have so far is Touche advancing to Wednesday's game 55-45. So the Irish, if they can hang on to this 3-point lead and win, they will play Thursday at 9 a.m. against the winner of game 9. Game 9, it will be Liberty Christian versus somebody. All right, that's a look at the bracket. We'll be back with halftime stats and second half action. The sales up 39-36 at the half on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We got to stay physical.
We're back live. Irish lead at 39-36, scoring for Moses Lake Christian. Coach Emerson Ferguson has 6 guys in the ballgame. All 6 of them have scored. Roman Galenko, the freshman, 1 point. three for Trace and Cass on their on a three-pointer. Four for Jameis Robertson, including that buzzer beater at the half. Seven for Jonathan Ferguson, who had 28 the last time these teams played. Seven for Dennis Galenko. And then Max Galenko, 6'2 junior, 14 points to lead Moses Lake Christian. Moses Lake is 4 of 9 from the free throw line. For DeSales, Coach Wiz got 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ballgame. And 5 of them have scored. Manning fired them with 2, 4 for Cohen Wood. And then 3 players in double figures. Malachi Raymond with 10, Spencer Green with 10, and Maddox Filan leads the Irish with 13 points. He'll start the second half with the ball. He brings it to the front court, working to our right, left to right, in front of the home bench. Malachi Raymond with it on the right wing. Now Spencer Green. Ferguson shadowing him, gets it back to Maddox. Halftime adjustments. We'll see what happens. Manning Filan with it, drives right by Galenko and misses a lay-in. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, and misses again.
Fouled.
Galenko with the rebound. Now to the other Galenko's behind the defense again. He misses the shot. Galenko with the rebound. He's fouled.
What well,
meaning? The DeSales got a wide open lay-in from Manning Filan. He missed it. Got his own rebound. Missed it open again. And then Max Galenko behind the defense again. But he missed it. And now Dennis Galenko, who's 1 of 3 from the free throw line, will shoot 2. Maddox Filan picked up his second foul in that transition. Galenko misses a free throw. Fortunately, Moses Lake Christian not shooting well for the line. They are now 4 of 10 unofficially. We are 3 of 4. So DeSales missing a lot of close-in shots. That was uncontested. But we've led the whole game. Galenko's second one also off the mark. Long rebound tipped and controlled by Max Galenko. Right wing pass to Ferguson. Long jumper on the way. It's good. It's a three-pointer. Hank Warren, Edward Jones, 3. He's got 10, and we're tied at 39. The DeSales has not trailed in this ballgame. The pass out front knocked away by Galenko. Got it away from Manning Filan. That's a senior Galenko. Gets it to Ferguson. Ferguson lays it in. 5 quick points by Moses Lake Christian. They take their first lead of the game. At 41-39. They have really turned up the defense, you can tell. Green on the drive, double team, kick it out to Maddox Filan. Maddox stops at the elbow, now to Wood. Wood on the drive, goes all the way to the basket. He lays it in.
Irish needed that.
We're tied at 41. Now to Cass in the front court. Irish hustle back on defense. Now they'll set it up. Ferguson between the circles, right wing to Robertson. Robertson to Maddox Filan. Now to Robertson again. Pass inside. Knocked away by Maddox. Goes right to Ferguson. Ferguson will rain it on him and then a reach-in foul.
Wow.
On Malachi Raymond. His second. The DeSales has now committed 9 fouls in the game. Moses Lake Christian's been called for just 3. Manning Filan's going to come out. Mateo Jimenez checks in. Moses Lake inbounding to our left. Right under the basket, you get down low to Ferguson. He's fouled by Maddox Filan. That's tough because that's 3 on Maddox. So Maddox just grabbed him by the arm, and they'll say it's before the shot. So they'll inbound now. Maddox is going to stay in there with the 3 fouls. Pass out front, knocked away by Green, but goes right to Cass. Cass gets himself in the air. Now it to Galenko. Galenko stripped by Green. Now Malachi Raymond with it. Back to Spencer. We're tied at 41. 6 minutes to go. Green, 3 on the way. Top of the key. He's got it. 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. Spencer, Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, 3. 44-41. DeSales back in front. Ferguson dumps it down low to Galenko off the pick and roll. Ripped away by Jimenez. Jimenez in the front court. The freshman now will get it to Spencer. Irish with the ball in the lead back. Spencer on the drive. Dumps it inside. It's knocked away. Last touch by Moses Lake Christian. 5:38 to go, third quarter, 44-41 Irish. Maddox Filan staying out there with the 3 fouls. He'll inbound it. Nobody open inside. Pass out high to Green. Green with Max Galenko on him. Spencer on the drive, slips a little bit. Picks up his dribble, dumps it down to Raymond. Behind the defense, he lays
nice
it in.
Board.
Malachi pinned his guy, and Spencer found him. 46-41. Irish back up by five after the Lions had taken their first lead of the ballgame. There's a ball loose inside. Maddox Fireland has it.
We're finally getting some loose balls, Coach.
So the Sales has scored seven in a row. Find Malachi Raymond the other way. He lays it in. The Sales have scored nine in a row after losing the lead for the first time in the game. They were down 41-39. They now lead 48-41. Nice response for the Irish. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. This equals their biggest lead. Up top to Robertson. Swing it right side to Cass. Cass gets it back to Robertson. Down low to Goenkel. Knocked away by Jimenez. They got a kick ball. Good defense by Jimenez, but he did kick it on the entry pass.
Wow.
So Roman Goenkel, the freshman, comes in the ball game, and Cast comes out.
Ooh, we got the ball somehow.
Oh, they say Moses Lake Christian kicked it.
I guess it was the
Coach Wood and Coach Ferguson just say, "All right." 4:44 to go in the third quarter. They get inside to Raymond behind the defense. He lays it in. Malachi got behind Goenkel. The Irish have opened up their biggest lead at 50-41. Ferguson to Max Goenkel. Now to Dennis Goenkel, the senior. He drives in. He's fouled at the elbow.
How about a shoulder going in there?
And that's going to be on Jimenez. DeSales has already committed four fouls in this third quarter. So Moses Lake Christian will shoot free throws on all DeSales defensive fouls for the last 4:27 of this third quarter. Moses Lake Christian's not committed a foul in the second half. Goenkel dumping inside to Jack. He's traveled. Good defense by DeSales.
Wow.
Max Goenkel in the lane. He's had that nice little Euro step in several times in the first half.
They finally called it.
And they finally called the travel. The Irish were there with the defense. DeSales a chance to go up double digits on this possession. Jackson Gazelle has checked in for Maddox. He gets it to Wood. Pats inside to Raymond. Tie up below under the basket. Jump ball. So DeSales seem to be making a concerted effort to get it low to Malachi Raymond. And they forced it that time. Gazelle tried to put it where it couldn't go. Possession error in favor of the Lions. 4:13 to go, third quarter. DeSales up 50-41. Moses Lake Christian scored the first 5 points of the second half to take a brief 2-point lead. Ferguson on the drive goes over Gazelle and lays it in. Ferguson's got 7 in the quarter, 14 for the game. 50-43 Irish. Green out top. Roman Goenkel on him. Cut off on the drive. Now to Wood. Wood to Gazelle at the foul line, and he's grabbed and fouled.
All right.
Finally a foul call against 14.
James Robertson.
That's his second.
That was nothing. That's what three
3:46 to go, third quarter. DeSales will inbound down to our right under the Irish basket. Green looking to inbound. Nobody open inside. He'll throw it out top to Gazelle. Irish will set it up to get it to Green. Ooh. Ferguson right on him. Green on the drive has it stripped by Ferguson. Loose ball picked up, thrown ahead to Ferguson. Ferguson a little Euro step. He'll lay it in. He's a player. Stole, knocked the ball away from Spencer. Broke the other way. 50-45. Irish lead is down to five. They're up by nine a moment ago. Green on the drive. Over Goenkel. Misses the shot inside. Rebound tip. Out of bounds. Last White. Touch by DeSales.
Oh.
Spencer's had some nice drives to the basket. He's got 13 points, but he's missed a few what he would call bunnies. So the Irish are up by nine. Now it's down to five, 50-45. Moses Lake brings it in front court, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Defensive champ from the Irish bench. Ferguson, the top of the key. Nobody open inside. He tried that pick and roll. They got Goenkel covered up inside. Now Robertson on the right wing with it. Right elbow with it. Pass down low to Goenkel.
Oh.
Knocked out of his hands right to Roman Goenkel. He scores it. That is at least the third time DeSales has knocked the ball away, and it goes right to a Moses Lake player for an easy bucket. 50-47, Irish up three. Raymond with it at the foul line. He'll elevate, take the shot off the iron, won't go. Rebound Ferguson, 2:37 to go in the third. Ferguson into front court to Roman Goenkel, to Dennis Goenkel, the senior. He can't hit the shot, and he's fouled underneath. Another fast break off a missed DeSales shot.
Mateo.
I think it is on Mateo. That's three on Mateo. But Mateo's giving the Irish some minutes. Manning filing, getting a break on the Irish bench. And Roman Dennis Galenko, who is one of five from the line, misses this one. Moses Lake Christian now unofficially 4 of 12 from the free throw line. Manning Filan checks back in as Jimenez sits down. Gazelle also out. Maddox Filan comes back in with those three fouls. Galenko's second one also off the mark. Rebound tipped, controlled in the corner by Wood. Now to Maddox. Irish up 50-47 with the ball. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Winner goes to the state quarterfinals Thursday in Spokane. Loser has to play a loser out game on Wednesday. Manning Filan has it stolen by Roman Galenko. Now Max Galenko. Irish has to back on defense. Swing it to Robertson. He trialed. James Robertson was setting up to shoot the three. The senior was setting his feet. Malachi Raymond came right at him. He tried to change his plan and put the ball on the deck, and he traveled. Irish get a break there. 2:09 to go, third quarter. Irish with the ball, leading 50-47. Maddox Filan surveying the man-to-man defense by, actually, they're playing a zone. They have switched to a zone defense. Left corner to Maddox. Galenko on him. Galenko fouls him. So, you know, I had always pay attention to the defense of the other team, but they're pretty much a man-to-man team, but they've gone to a zone defense here. Interesting. So Galenko sits down with three fouls, the 6'2 senior. They get into lob into Cohenwood. He lays it in. Cohen got elevated in the lane. Spencer threw the nice touch pass. Cass on the drive. Can't get a shot up. Now Roman Galenko back to Cass. Cass now to Max Galenko. Trying to back in. Spencer shadowing him with Malachi on him as well. Now Robertson with it. Robertson to Cass. Wood right on Ferguson. Trying to shadow him. Shot clock down to 9. Moses Lake Christian looking for some offense. They get it down low to Max Galenko. Puts a tough shot up. Off the mark. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Stripped by Wood. Controlled by Cohen Wood. Now to Maddox Filan. The sales up 5. 1:18 to go third quarter. 52-47. Now Spencer Green with it. Right corner Maddox. Open for 3. In and out. Rebound Manning Filan. Manning to Maddox. Out to Green. Open 3. Got it.
Yeah, baby.
Manning Filan. The offensive rebound. Spencer Green, Rip City, and the Irish have it up to an 8-point lead. Inside a minute to go, first third quarter, 55-47 Irish. 52 seconds to go, third. Max Galenko backing in on Raymond, loses the ball off his leg and out of bounds. DeSales with 47.2 seconds to go in the half. Third quarter, need to finish this quarter strong.
Take some time off.
Green into front court. Left corner pass to Maddox Filan. Down to Manning Filan. Wide open underneath. Manning lays it in.
Manning,
Manning missed one earlier. He didn't miss that one. DeSales up by 10. Robertson with it. 4:30 seconds to go in the third. Left wing to Cass. Cass dribbles to the left elbow. Puts up a jumper. It's off the iron. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Drives in. Runs right into Manning Filan. Loses the ball. Manning tips it to Wood. Wood goes into the basket. Goes up strong. Won't go. Rebound. Max Galenko. Oh, that would have been a great one. Now they have a 3-on-2. Up to Cass. Cass lays it in. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Don't give up a cheapie. Make sure you take the final shot. In the front court to Malachi. To Wood. Right corner 3 on the way. It's an air ball. But DeSales led by 3 at the first quarter break. Led by 3 at the half. They lead by 8 here with 8 minutes left. 57-49 in this first round state tournament game on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The Sales will start the fourth quarter with the basketball and an 8-point lead. It was the fourth quarter at the Sales where Moses Lake took advantage. And Collinwood gets it on the left wing and drives all the way to the rack and lays it in. Irish up by 10. Max Galenko inside. No room to shoot against Manning Father to Robertson to Cass. Back up to Robertson. Anyway, the Sales has outscored 22-14, 15 in that fourth quarter at DeSales in the loss. They've got to finish strong here. There's a loose ball inside, saved by Galenko, but right to Maddox Filand. To Manning Filand, he drives strong to the basket. He's fouled hard. DeSales, I like the way they've come out here to start the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
They score, they get a tipped ball, and come back again the other way, and Manning Filand went hard right at the blue shirts. And amazingly, that is the first foul of the game on Max Galenko.
Yeah, no kidding.
Manning's first free throw is short off the front iron. The Sales is 3 of 5 now from the line. Fortunately, Moses Lake Christian shot shooting very well from the line. They are just 4 of 12. Manning's got 4 points. 10-point lead for the Sales just underway here, fourth quarter. Second free throw is also off the mark. Rebound, Collinwood. Gets it to Manning, finds the Green, wide open for three. He's got it. Collinwood saves the possession. Coach Eric Wood pumps his fist as Spencer Green gives the Irish their biggest lead at 62-49 on his fifth. Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, three of the ballgame. Pass down low to Robertson. Green on him. Spins around and puts up a tough shot and scores it. Again, Moses Lake Christian gets early offense after a made basket, but the Irish up by 11. 6:48 to go. Don't take your foot off the gas too much. Inside to Manning Filand. The late footer in the lane off the back iron will go. Rebound, Collinwood! Collinwood knocked to the floor, ball's loose. Green picks it up. Finds Raymond wide open underneath. He's fouled from behind. Collinwood is everywhere defensively, getting rebounds. What an effort. And then Spencer got the loose ball and found Malachi Raymond wide open under the basket. Foul on Jonathan Ferguson, his first.
Oh, man.
So the Lions have picked up two early fouls here in the fourth quarter. Malachi's free throw is good. Malachi's got 17. Spencer Green leads the Irish with 19. Malachi puts the lead back to 12 at 63-51. He hits them both, 64-51. Irish up 13, 6.5 minutes to go in the state first round game. Winner goes to the quarterfinals Thursday. And there's a ball tipped away by Green. Loose ball picked up by Maddox. Moses Lake Christian hustles back. Maddox now finds Raymond down low. Can't find him to shoot against Ferguson. Now to Green. Green tried to get a screen from Manning. They won't get it. He throws it in, knocked away by Max. Goes Galenko back to Green. Now Maddox with it. Shot clock at 15, still plenty of time. Maddox, 15-footer straight away. He's got it. Maddox got to the elbow and a little fadeaway by the 5'10 senior. And the Irish are up 66-51, their biggest lead of the game. Green going after Ferguson. He gives it up to Roman Galenko. Roman Galenko powers it up inside and scores.
Now he travels and pushes back and nothing. Wow.
Those Galenko boys can score inside. Irish up 66-53. 5:42 to go in the ballgame. Green picks up his dribble. Nobody's coming to the ball. Now Wood does on the right wing. Spencer Cohen drives to the basket, dumps in the corner to Green. Max Galenko right on him. Spencer fouled about a three. Now Galenko reaches in and fouls him. Spencer hit the deck hard, and Max Galenko will help him up. So Max Galenko picks up his second foul. So Moses Lake Christian, I don't think they committed. I think they committed just one foul in the third quarter. They've already committed three here in the fourth quarter. Irish up 13, 5:28 to go in the ball game. Coach Wood calls the inbound play. Spencer will inbound it. Looking to get somebody open inside. Nobody open. They throw it out top for Raymond. Stolen by Ferguson. Ferguson's behind the defense. He'll dunk the ball. Jonathan Ferguson, a two-handed dunk as he anticipated the pass to Malachi Raymond. That's a crowd pleaser. The Irish with the ball up 11. Ferguson's a player. He's got 18. Green, little eight-footer in the lane. He's got it. In traffic, a fadeaway by Spencer. Timeout to Sales. Irish up 68-55. Good timeout by Coach Wood. Try to stem that momentum from the Ferguson dunk shot off the steel. Spencer answered with a bucket, and now a timeout. Irish up 68-55. 5:04 to go in the ballgame. Moses Lake Christian with the ball. We come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. Exciting ball game. The Sales led the whole first half, I think by as many as seven. They led by three at the half. Moses Lake Christian scored the first 5 points of the third quarter to take their first lead at 41-39. The Sales is taking control somewhat. It's still a very competitive game. The Irish up 13, 68-55. Ferguson will walk it across the timeline after the timeout. Left wing to Galenko. Galenko to Roman Galenko. Has it knocked away by Green. Gets the ball back, loses it off his leg, and then a reach-in foul is going to be called on Malachi Raymond. That's Malachi's third. So Maddox, Filan, Malachi Raymond, two Irish starters have three. Mateo Menez, who comes off the bench, has three. Dennis Galenko, the senior, will inbound it to Ferguson. Ferguson backing in on Wood. No room to shoot. Back to Galenko. Galenko cut off on the baseline. Out top to Max Galenko. Max Galenko driving on Malachi Raymond. Goes inside and won't go. We've got a whistle and a late call.
Oh, come on.
That official out front.
Wow. That's no way.
And that's a foul on Cohen Wood, they say. His second personal foul.
How about some offense? Yeah, dude, you're...
The other guy was standing around. Well, okay. 4:42 to go. Max Galenko at the free throw line. He's 2 of 5 from the line. He's 3 of 6. He's got 15 points. It's his first point of the second half. The 6'2 junior had 14 first half points. Irish lead is 68-56 now. Max Galenko's second free throw is also good. Full court pressure by Moses Lake Christian. DeSales breaks it easily. Now they hustle back. Maddox will get it to Cohen Wood. Cohen, ooh, may have got away with a travel. To Spencer Green, left wing, deep three, out the mark, won't go. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. Puts a shot up and won't go, but he's fouled.
Oh.
Boy, the Irish got a break there as Cohen Wood. And then a deep three and Malachi with the rebound. And that foul is on Roman Galenko, his first. Fourth on the Lions, so DeSales will shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game. Malachi to shoot two right now. He's got 18 points. He's 2 for 2 from the line. His first one is good. Malachi's been a difference maker. The 6'2 junior, I think it was just his second game back after the football finger injury. And when he played against Moses Lake Christian on January 2nd, he did not score a point. But he's in game shape now. 69-57 Irish. Malachi hits them both. 70-57. The Sales scored just 44 points when these teams met on January 2nd. Ferguson on the drive, dumps it to Roman Galenko, misses a shot. Rebound, Spencer Green. The Sales with the ball up 13, 4:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Left wing pass to Wood. Wood goes baseline, dumps it back for Manning Filan. Ball's knocked away. Manning gets it back, gets it to Green. Open for three. It's too strong. Rebound. Tip controlled by Cohen Wood. Cohen is everywhere. Up top to Spencer Green. The Irish will reset. Coach Wood's got his hands up saying, take your time. Now they find Manning Filan inside. Tries to body up on Ferguson. Misses a shot. Manning misses inside. Rebound Dennis Galenko. 3-on-2 break to Roman Galenko.
Oh,
off his leg. And it goes out of bounds off Moses Lake Christian. Boy, we got a break there.
Oh, man. Now we got hammered. We should have got a break.
So we did. 3-on-2 fast break, and they threw it off the back shoulder of Galenko out of bounds.
All right, take the full 30 seconds, guys.
These state tournament games, are the intensity is just so high. The Irish have the ball in a 13-point lead, but it just doesn't feel like that. Moses Lake has gone back to the man-to-man defense. They played zone for a few possessions. Irish run their man-to-man offense, taking their time. Up top to Maddox Filer. Maddox goes by Galenko. Cut off, gets it to Manning. Back to Maddox. Deep three, right wing. Got it!
Oh,
Maddox Filer! His third three-pointer. He's got 18 points. Hank Morton, Edward Jones three, has the Irish up by 16 with 3 minutes to go. 73-57. Ferguson out top of it. Wood on him. Ferguson drives to the elbow, kicking the corner to Cass. Three on the way. He's got it. Cass started the game with a three. He hits one in the fourth quarter. Timeout, Moses Lake. 3 minutes to go. The Sails with the ball and a 73-60 lead when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Okay, you know it's going to get physical now, so we got to hang on.
It will be physical down the stretch. The Sails with a 13-point lead 3 minutes to go. Ball security, and run them off the three-point line and make our free throws. Moses Lake Christian has committed four fouls. The Sails will go to the free throw line the rest of the way. The Irish shot four free throws through the first three quarters. They're 4 of 6 here in the fourth quarter alone. Finish, finish, finish.
Bounce pass.
Yeah, we got five dark blue shirts playing defense in front court. They've got the full court pressure on now. Maddox gets it to Manning. But he has it knocked away by Galenko. Oh, loose ball goes back to Maddox. Now Green with it. He'll drive baseline, puts a tough shot up and in.
Man.
Boy, DeSales, there have been so many deflections. That now Galenko the other way behind the defense. He'll spin to the basket, won't shoot it. Irish hustle back. Now Robertson with it. Now to Max Galenko, drives to the basket. He collides with Manning Filand. How do you not call
it? He doesn't know what an offensive foul is. I don't know where this guy is.
They haven't
from.
Called one this game.
They haven't.
He stands there with his arms right there. 2:37 to go. DeSales up 75-60. But what I was saying, in that first half of the game, there were so many deflected balls that DeSales did with defense, and they went right to Moses Lake Christian players for easy buckets. That last one, we got the ball knocked away in what should have been a foul.
Absolutely.
And then it went right to Maddox. Max Galenko hits the first free throw. His second one's off the mark. Rebound, Malachi Raymond. Irish up 75-61.
Right,
two and
down.
A half minutes to go. Maddox filing in backcourt. Gets it in the front court. He's double teamed. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Spencer Green. Now he gets it back as it's knocked away. Kick out to Malachi. Malachi has it knocked away. It's frenetic and hectic right now. Malachi threw it to basically nobody.
Take care of the ball.
The Sails, a very unsettled possession there. At least it didn't turn into an easy bucket. Moses Lake. Kamikaze defense has forced a couple turnovers here.
Good word. Kamikaze is a good word.
And there's a reach-in foul on Malachi.
Oh, wow. Come on,
out
guys.
Near half court.
You've been letting him play the whole game. And
the Sails needs to just take a breath. They've got a 14-point lead. You don't need to foul a guy at half court. Malachi's got four now. They get it to Ferguson. Cohen Wood on him. Ferguson is a very, very talented, explosive player. He has it knocked away by Wood. Max Galenko's got it out front. He'll shoot the three over Raymond. He's got it. Max Galenko hits the three-pointer. It's an 11-point game. Timeout. 1:54 to go. Max Galenko's the man. So the Irish are up 15. And now they're up 11 with 1:54 to go. 75-64 to Sales with the ball. And the lead when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
The Sales will inbound it against full court pressure. They haven't handled it the last two possessions. They get to Maddox Filan. Robertson right on him. Behind the back with the dribble. He'll get the half court, throw through a double team. Oh. Right to Manning. Finally, they hit the deck. Ball's loose. Malachi's got it. Now to Wood. Now to Green. Settle it down. That was a wild sequence. Green dribbling right to left. In the corner to Malachi. Up to Maddox Filan. A minute and a half to go. Seven on the shot clock. Maddox, 15-footer from the elbow. Off the rim. Won't go. Rebound tip. Controlled by Malachi Raymond. Pull the ball out.
Take 30 seconds. Come on.
A minute 22 to go in the game. Irish up 11, 75 to 64. Green with Ferguson on him. No room to drive. Get it to Manning Filan. He'll hold the ball. Take two dribbles. Get it to Maddox. Maddox shoot. Right wing.
No, don't
Raymond. Three on the way. It won't go. Long rebound. Chase down. And diving out and hitting the floor hard is Max Galenko.
Wow.
He went out of bounds. Max Galenko just went flying, skidded across the floor, hit the bleachers hard. We're down to a minute three, another DeSales possession. I'm not sure what our timeout situation is, but two timeouts left for each team. Malachi Raymond took a little ill-advised shot there, and the Irish lucky to get it back. Spencer Green with it. Now they reach in to try to foul him, and no call. They're trying to foul him, and they will. 58.6 seconds to go. That will send Spencer Green to the free throw line, and I think it's the fourth foul on Dennis Galenko.
That's what I've got, Coach.
DeSales has committed four fouls, so free throws the rest of the way. So 58.6 seconds to go in the ball game. Spencer Green at the line with the Irish up 75-64. Spencer's first one in and out. Try to get it to 12 to make it a four-possession game in the final minute. He hits the second one. So Moses Lake Christian has to make 4 3-pointers in the final minute of this game. Ferguson in the right corner to Robertson. Three on the way. It's an air ball. Goes right to Spencer. And then Spencer and Galenko collide. Those type of rebounds are the toughest. Spencer was blocking out, and then it was an air ball. It went right at him and off his hands, and now Spencer picks up the foul, and that is the fifth foul on the Irish. So with 50 seconds left, Dennis Galenko will shoot two.
Oh,
Galenko is one of six unofficially from the line, and he hits the first one there. Irish lead is 11, 76 to 65. 50 seconds left. Second free throw by Galenko is good. Senior making them when they count. Knocked away by Robertson off Maddox, filing and out of bounds. Down to our left.
Come on, guys.
Irish turn it over. 10-point lead. 49.5 seconds left. Defend the 3-point line and do not foul. Ferguson tries to get open. He will. He'll go baseline. Don't foul him. And they do, and he scores. Coach Wood got to talk to his guys, man.
That's not a foul. He went up and blocked it. Yeah. Out loud.
So
let that
Ferguson
go
with the bucket with 46.9 to go. It's 76 to 68. That's Manning's fourth foul. DeSales trying to hang on here. Ferguson hits the 3-point play. 7-point game. DeSales inbounds it to Spencer Green. Lobs ahead to Malachi Raymond. Do not.
Yes!
I said, do not dunk it, but he did it. A two-handed flush for Malachi Raymond, and the Irish are back up by 9. A deep three by Robert Ferguson won't go.
Yes.
Rebound, Spencer Green, East South.
Thank you.
Raymond, he loves to do that, and we have missed a few easy dunk attempts late in games or any time in games. And I was saying, don't do it, and then he did it, Malachi. The two-handed flush, uncontested land,
Well, we needed that in bad, Coach.
And now, after the Moses Lake miss, Spencer Green is fouled. The Irish are up by 9, and Spencer misses the first free throw. 26.7 second. Coach Woods putting all his subs in. I don't know about this. Whoa.
Yeah, he's not. Oh, he's going to put him in. Yeah, he's putting him in.
Oh. Oh, okay. Coach Ferguson's going to say we will do it as well.
Thank you.
Okay, Spencer better make this free throw. And he misses it. Misses them both. Ferguson with the rebound. Up court to Galenko. Galenko loses the ball to Robertson. 3 on the way. Off the arm will go. Rebound Spencer Green. 17 seconds left, and he's fouled by Ferguson. Oh, woo-wee. Coach Wood breathing a little sigh of relief there.
I think we might pull this one out.
The Sales boys.
We might pull this one out.
Okay, the Sales boys finished strong, 78-69. 16 and a half seconds to go. Spencer Green missed 3 of 4 free throws here in the fourth quarter. Very unusual for him. He hits that one. So the Sales boys up 10. And now both teams have subs in the ballgame. Caleb Bingham, Jake Warwick, Nick Quaddle, and Dominic Fazari in the ballgame. Spencer will try to hit the second free throw. Moses Lake Christian puts their 5 reserves in. Spencer hits them both. He'll come out of the ballgame. The Sales, 80 points. We scored 44 on January 2nd in a 10-point loss to Moses Lake Christian. We nearly doubled out here. The Irish boys are in the quarterfinals and will play at 9 a.m. on Thursday. And number 40 brings it up front court. He's not in my scorebook. Kevin Jorgensen's got it now. 3 on the way. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound battle. It's going to go out of bounds off to Sales. So the Irish boys led in the first half by as many as 7, led by 3 at the half. Lost the lead to start the third quarter as Moses Lake scored the first 5 points of the second half. The Sales answered with, I think it was a 9-0 run after they trailed 41-39. And the Sales boys will get revenge on Moses Lake Christian. The loss on January 2nd turns into a first round state tournament win, 80-59. We'll be right back with the Happy Totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here in Richland, Washington. This Art Daywall Gymnasium, home of the Richland Bombers, who will play the fourth game of the day. There's been some exciting ones. And we go 2-0 in the doubleheader. The Touche Redhawks win a loser out game in the 4 o'clock game, and the DeSales boys beat Moses Lake Christian 80-69 to advance to the state quarterfinals on Thursday. The Irish will move to the right on the bracket. They will skip the Wednesday games, and they will play Thursday at 9 a.m. against the winner of a loser-out game on Wednesday. Touche's boys will play at 12:15 on Wednesday, and we'll have that one on the air. DeSales up 21-18 at the end of the first quarter. The Irish got points from all five of their starters in the first quarter, led by as many as six. Gave up a buzzer-beating lay-in or shot by Ferguson. It wasn't a lay-in to cut the lead from 5-3. DeSales and Moses Lake Christian each scored 18 points in the second quarter as James Robertson hit a steal and shot at the buzzer to get the Irish lead from 5-3. So they get a buzzer beater at the end of the first and second quarters. And then Moses Lake Christian's Jonathan Ferguson, their 6'2 junior, who had 28 points when these teams met in January. He only had 7 in the first half. He came out and scored the first 5 points of the third quarter, a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, which gave them their first and only lead of the game at 41-39. DeSales, I think, scored at least 9 in a row to take the lead and take control. They outscored the Lions 18-13 in the third quarter, and then in a wild fourth quarter, able to outscore Moses Lake Christian 23-20. We led by as many as 15, and we ended up winning by 11. Those are unofficial. They wiped the scoreboard clean right away. I think I got that right. We'll be back to finish up the happy totals. Lon Olson is heading towards the Irish locker room. We hope to visit with Coach Eric Wood, and we'd like to visit with Spencer Green. Main reason I want to talk to him is we haven't talked to him since he scored his 2,000th point. And then if Coach Wood wants to send another player out, we'll do that. So we'll take a break. I'll finish up my stats, share those, and hopefully have some post-game interviews when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right. I think I've got all the numbers crunched. Again, nothing I share with you is official except the final score. Well, the final result. The Irish win it. They go to 21-4. They will advance to game number 13 in the state tournament bracket. Thursday, March 5th at 9 a.m. And then Liberty Christian will play the winner of game 7, which is Garpal and Muckleshoot Tribal. They'll play on Wednesday, and we'll play the winner of that on Thursday. Okay, so that's how the boys' bracket looks. For the fourth straight year, the Sales advances to the state quarterfinals. Last 3 years, they ended their run in the semifinals, trying to take it one step further. So I gave you the scoring summary. Now let's look at individual totals for both teams. For Moses Lake Christian and their 69 points, they fall to 20-3 on the season. Moses Lake Christian will play Touche in a loser-out game at 12:15 on Wednesday in Spokane. We'll be on the air for that one. All right, for Moses Lake Christian, Coach Emerson Ferguson ended up getting all of his players in the ball game. He played 6 throughout the game until he put the substitutes in the final minute when the Irish were up by double digits. And all 6 of those players that played during the majority of the game scored. 5 for the freshman Roman Galenko. 6 for James Robertson. 8 for Trayson Cast. And 9 points for Dennis Galenko, the 6'2 senior. 20 for Max Galenko. He had 5 points when these teams met on January 2nd. He was really tough. 14 first half points. The Irish held him out without a bucket in the third quarter, but he hit a 3 with 1:54 to go to give them their last real chance. And he was also 3 of 3 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. He was tough. Jonathan Ferguson, the 6'2 junior, he's their top player. 21 points in the game, but the Irish made him work. He had 28 on January 2nd. He was the number 2 scorer at the state tournament last year with a 22-point average. The Irish made him work. Cohen Wood was the main defender on him, but Ferguson had 21 points. He had a steal on an inbound play into the Irish basket that he took all the other way and slammed it home. And then he stole it away from Malachi Raymond. And Malachi got a little revenge late in the ball game when Moses Lake was taking a lot of chances in the front court defensively in the press. Malachi got open at the other end, and I was saying, don't do it. I was afraid he'd miss it, but he rose up and put it home with 2 hands on a dunk shot to kind of ice things there in the fourth quarter. The Lions shot 10 of 18 from the free throw line, but they were a perfect 6 for 6 in the fourth quarter. They committed 11 fouls in the ballgame. For DeSales, 80 points. They had 44 on January 2nd. They nearly doubled that. What a turnaround offensively for DeSales. And we're gonna get the Irish scoring and some interviews when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at Richland, Washington. I've got three happy Irishmen here. I've got Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, Spencer Green, a 5'10 senior, to my left. Those two are to my left, and then victorious coach Eric Wood is to my right. We're going to start off with Maddox, one of one, two, three, four seniors. Is that right? Four seniors?
I think so.
Yeah, four seniors on the team. Maddox, you score 18 points. You had 13 in the first half, and then a big three there at the end of the game as well. You hit one, two, three three-pointers, and then that big fadeaway from the right elbow in the fourth quarter as well. You guys had seemed to have an answer every time they tried to come back, especially in the second half after they took that early lead in the third quarter. You know, they scored five in a row to take their only lead,
yeah.
And your guys' responses were excellent. Okay, we score 44 points against these guys and lose by 10 on our home court January 2nd. The game plan coming in here, and what was the big difference today?
I think the main difference was patience and pushing up the ball. Before the game, we talked about we got to push the ball on these guys because they're much bigger than us, and our strength is speed, so pushing the ball up is our greatest offense. Thank you.
Kept the pressure on.
Yeah.
Okay, so every year in your career, you get to go to Spokane. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I love watching you guys and calling the games, and it's going to be fun. Well, this won't be our last visit.
Yeah.
We're going to have at least a couple more in Spokane. So why don't you go ahead and give the headset over to Spencer now. Okay, Maddox Filan, 18 points, one of four DeSales players in double figures. And Spencer, as I look at this sheet, when we played them January 2nd, you had 24 points. Manning had 12, and then we had 2 and 5. And a bunch of zeros. Tonight, 26 for you, 22 for Malachi,
wow.
Maddox 18, Cohen 10, and we got points from Manning as well. Four players in double figures,
mm-hmm.
Great team balance.
Mm-hmm.
Same question for Maddox to open things up. You went from 44 points to 80 points. The game plan in your
yeah.
mind, in your perspective, what was the difference today?
I thought we just played loose and we trusted in ourselves. Like, we knew, like, maybe I was getting denied, so I couldn't get it, and I knew Maddox could attack his guy. And we just played together. Like, the first time we were kind of tense. The moment was a little too big for us. But, like, we've played so many big games and so many big moments that we've, like, learned to adapt to these kind of situations, I feel.
Yeah, you guys know the basketball season is a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the playoffs alone are a month long.
Yeah.
So there's January 2nd was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Spencer, I've been blessed to cover, you know, pretty much every game you've
mm-hmm.
played, 2,000 points at ACH. I know,
yeah.
I know you'd trade that for a win in that game, but how, I mean, that's rarefied air. It's not
mm-hmm.
a state record, I don't think, but
no.
It's definitely, definitely, definitely the sales record. I've done a lot of broadcasts, and it's not uncommon to have somebody stop a game and give a kid recognition for scoring 1,000
yeah.
in his career. And you know better than anybody, but I know at least a little bit of how hard you work.
Thank you.
So congratulations on the 2,000
Thank
points.
Thank you very much.
And how did that feel?
I mean, in the moment it felt good for the 2 seconds that I thought
yeah.
about it. Then I tried to move on and just
yeah.
continue playing. I mean, it's not only the work I've put in, it's the work all my teammates have put in. Like this summer, getting my teammates out, playing in games with the Filans, with Jackson, with different teams, and just, like, them being able to get me the ball. It's not me scoring, but it's the team scoring, you know? I think it's more of a team accomplishment than an individual one, just the way we push each other in practice. Like, I never get it easy in practice. Tice is on me. He's talking to me, you know, stuff like that.
Good.
And that just, like, the team is what got that award, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just,
I do. Teamwork makes the dream
exactly.
work, buddy.
Yep.
And, you know, this year was maybe more of a struggle for you offensively because you're such – I mean, you got the target on your back. You got the target on your front. And
yeah.
maybe your shots weren't falling the way you'd hoped. Maybe a little frustrating at times. And I like the way you play defense, rebound, and assist. You have the total game. You're not a powder. You're a grinder.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're at our best when I'm not scoring 30 points a game. I think we're at our best when we get four people in double digits and just, like, teams can't keep up with us because teams don't have four defenders. So when we got balanced scoring, that's when we win games. That's how we're going to win games at State.
All right, we're on to the quarterfinals. 26 points, 2,000 points. Congratulations. Enjoy the ride home. Now we'll hand it over to Coach Wood. Okay, Coach Wood's got his scorebook out. He's got his phone out looking at the bracket. Okay, so same question I'm going to start out with you that I asked those guys. We score 44 points and get beat 54-44. They're roofing it up on our court at the Christmas tournament.
Yeah.
Fans are going wild. Talk about our preparation for this one based on what happened in that one.
Well, I mean, they just out-physicaled us during the Christmas tournament. I don't think we were quite prepared for that type of physicality. You know, and we were not at full strength, but we played hard. We got out-rebounded pretty hard back then. So the emphasis this week is who's going to be more physical, who's going to rebound the basketball, limit the second chance opportunities. And we struggled a little bit early on with that where they got some lay-ins down low. But I think the second half, that was what we preached in the locker room, you know, and we responded.
Yeah, that was my second question is going to be, so in the first half, what I was seeing is that Max Galenko got 14 points. And you'll get those physical plays up. And then they had a few plays that we deflected away and it go right to a guy for a lane. But we got beat at least three times after a made basket.
Yep.
They're down shooting lands. So what was the main emphasis of adjustments at halftime?
Physicality. Be physical, control it, get back on defense. That's the first time I've seen Moses Lake and all the film that I've watched them push and transition.
Yeah.
What I told the boys is, hey, that's our style. I don't think they have the capacity to do that for four quarters. Just get back. We're fine, and we're going to push them. I think they wore out in that second half.
Yeah, because they truly only played six guys.
Yeah.
Now I forgot. I had my next question ready. Now I can't remember it. Anyway, dang it, what was it? I lost it again. That's okay. So you looked at the bracket. So we play 9 a.m. Thursday.
Correct.
Liberty Christian versus who, do we know? Not that it really matters. It's either Moses Lake or Muckleshoot or Garfield.
It's Muckleshoot. Yeah. Muckleshoot or LC. Yeah. And that'll be a good game.
Muckleshoot beat Garpow.
Yep. Yeah. I'm expecting us to see Liberty in that quarterfinal, which is going to be it's going to be fun.
That's ticking me off. I thought I had a really good question. Now it's completely out of my mind. Okay. Oh, for me, we threw the ball behind the defense there towards the end. Malachi's got it.
Yep.
And I'm like, don't do it. Because in my mind, he's going to go up there and screw up his dunk shot or get hurt.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I told him, go.
You're good.
Go. Yeah.
He did it, too.
Yeah, and
good.
He's been in practice. He's been throwing it down with two hands instead of one.
Yeah.
And that's been a little bit more successful for him. So he went up with two and put it away.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you now. Okay, so you make those halftime adjustments, and pop, they come out and score the first 5 points of the third quarter, take what turned out to be their only lead of the ball game. And you mentioned earlier in our discussion, respond. Okay. I loved how we responded to that because I think we went on a 9 or 11-0 run, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was some we had some extra offensive boards. I know Cohen in the fourth quarter came up with a couple really big boards for us. Got it out, hit a wide-open three, Maddox, Spencer. And then offensively, I felt like we were more patient in the second half, too. So made them have to work.
There were just some crazy plays. I think the craziest one, Maddox and Manning.
Oh, hit.
Collision.
Yeah.
I mean, could get out of our own way, literally.
Yeah.
But we survived it all. That's high school basketball. And for 4 years in a row, 5 years in a row, you're taking a team to Spokane. And I know you know it's one game at a time, but what's your preparation between now and Thursday morning?
Well, you know, we're going to let them rest this weekend, finish off the weekend, and then Monday we'll get a little bit of film, and then we'll take the court and start making our game plan. But really late in the season, it's minor adjustments. We have to do what we do well. It's going to be just a couple tweaks here and there for the teams that we'll play. But otherwise, we're just going to go there with what we got, and I think that's good enough.
pedaled in the metal.
There you go.
Have some fun.
Yep.
Play four quarters of good basketball 3 days in a row.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
It.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Coach Eric Wood has his team back to the state tournament for the fifth straight year with a 21-4 record. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back and wrap things up on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
0 points in January, 22 points scored in every quarter.
Wow, yeah.
And a dunk.
Very impressive.
And 4 for 4 free throws. Are we back? All right, I think we're back. We're going to wrap it up. The Sales boys advance to the state quarterfinals with an 80-69 win. Maddox Phelan was brought out for the interview with Coach Wood. He's a Dairy Queen player of the game with 18 points, 4 Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes. Spencer Green was out here because I wanted to congratulate him publicly on his 2,000 points. And then Lon Olson, who's our other Dairy Queen player of the game?
I thought you already said it's Malachi.
Well, I'm giving you the chance. Malachi, why is it?
I would go with Malachi.
Yeah, it is Malachi.
But he's only a junior.
It is Malachi.
Okay.
22 points for Malachi Raymond. He had 0 when these teams met January 2nd. Malachi scored in every quarter, 4 of 4 free throws in the fourth quarter, where the rest of the Irish were struggling. As a team in the fourth quarter, we went 7 of 12. So the rest of the guys went 3 of 8. Malachi went 4 of 4. And then the two-handed dunk shot. That does not happen very often in a DeSales basketball game.
It was about his third or fourth try, so he finally did it at the right time.
And I talked to Coach Wood, and he said, "What were you thinking?" He said, "I yelled, go for it." And so Malachi did, put it down with two hands.
That was a perfect time.
Yep. So two Dairy Queen players of the game. And that's going to do it for our broadcast. Long day here in Richland. And KHSS Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2, brought 2 state tournament wins back to the Walla Walla Valley today. Touche's boys win 55-45 against Summit Classical Christian in a loser out game. Touche's boys will play Wednesday at 12:15 against Moses Lake Christian in another loser out game. The DeSales boys win it 80-69, and they will play the 9 a.m. game on Thursday, March 5th against, it sounds like, Muckleshoot Tribal, who, according to Coach Wood, defeated Garpal today. All right, so we're heading to Spokane next week. All right, well, on behalf of Lon Olson and all the folks who listened to the game today, without listeners, we don't have a broadcast, but without sponsors, we can't pay for it. There's a lot of broadcast fees, travel fees, hotel rooms, a lot of expenses to postseason basketball, and we really appreciate the fact that our sponsors support our team all season long, and the best way to support them is to patronize their businesses. Great job back at the studio by Gabe. So until next Wednesday for a Touche broadcast at 12:15, and then Thursday, the Sales in the quarterfinals at 9 a.m. This is Mike Speed saying God bless. Enjoy your weekend, and we send it back to the studios at 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.